A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates. The rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
9/30/2017.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears making some roster moves today as the injuries begin to pile up. Wide receiver Kevin White and inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman have been placed on IR. The Bears have added wide receiver Mario Alford and running back Joshua Rounds to the practice squad. Team has elevated wide receiver Tanner Gentry and inside linebacker Jonathan Anderson to the 53-man roster. In baseball, the Mets and Cubs play tonight at Wrigley. Jose Quintana gets the start against Robert Gesselman. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins he is not panicking just because the Cubs have lost three straight.
When you go into the Major League Clubhouse, you support your guys, you trust your guys, you get ready as you always get ready, and you go out there and you play the game. It's just not an easy game. Obviously, with what's happening with the Dodgers right now, it's just not as easy as some people think. So, for me, it's just about consistency right now.
Both Wilson Contreras and Kyle Schwarber in the starting lineup tonight. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts at 6:30. White Sox fell to the Royals 4-3 in Kansas City. Dylan Covey gave up all four runs on a grand slam to Brandon Moss. Sox had the tying run on third with no outs in the ninth but couldn't get the run home. The loss snaps a three-game winning streak for the Southsiders. This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com today. And come on out to the Gold Lot outside Wrigley Field this Friday from 11 to 1:30 and hang out with Master of Mixes and 670 The Score before the Cubs game. You'll be able to score some awesome prizes, sample Bloody Mary mix, and talk Chicago sports. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Regulator, mount up. We'll call.
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
There were so many first, second, third round quality players.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
They looked overmatched. They looked like they did not want to play. And then the second half came around and he really rallied them.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller. With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. You can read his work on Bleacher Report, and you can hear him weekly at this time on the Bernstein and Goff Show on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Matt, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Good to talk to you again. As always.
Good, we're good. Got our hands on the dump button ready for you.
Yeah. We talk a lot because you deal not only with the college game, but how the college game becomes the pro game. We talk a lot about Ohio State. And every year, it seems, when your big board comes out, we are looking at name after name after name, after which the words Ohio State are there. And then you actually watch them play, and you saw what happened last week. And I know it's solid competition, but you're thinking, whoa, you don't want to be a coach who starts getting that tag of having all of that future NFL talent and not having it manifest itself in big games.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, right? And I think one thing we can point to with Ohio State, like, Urban Meyer's not going anywhere. I think we all agree with that. But, you know, he has lost a lot of assistants over the years. You know, we see guys like Tom Herman now at Texas, and, you know, Mike Vrabel is now the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans. And there has been a lot of turnover, at least in the assistant coaching staff. You know, Greg Schiano is now the defensive coordinator there after more changes. So I think that is one thing that hurts this team. And, you know, there's no question that Ohio State is incredibly talented. You know, I've hyped it up all summer. They have 21 kids. On that roster who are on my 2018 draft watch list. So not all those guys will declare. And obviously not all those guys will, you know, some will get hurt, some will fade away or whatever.
And their entire secondary got drafted too.
Right, exactly. Yeah, three first-rounders. So there is an incredible amount of talent there. The question is, can they be developed? And, you know, we've seen that before. USC, LSU, Texas, like some of these, you know, premier schools, they do. They pull in all four- and five-star recruits. So when you look at the height, weight, speed of these guys and the pedigree they have it, it's just a matter of does it develop? And Jason mentioned the DBs there. Denzel Ward, number 12 for Ohio State. I had every scout I talked to this summer, I talked to coaches, they all said, you know, this kid's next. He's the next Marshon Lattimore. He's the next Eli Apple. He hasn't looked it. I mean, he's looked pretty average. And so it's just a matter of can they shake off that rust? I think this time of year a lot of people want everything to be perfect, you know, and so when you watch a prospect, whether it's Ohio State or Josh Allen or Sam Darnold, you want them to be perfect instead of realizing that, like, even really, really good players have a bad day or they make a bad play. And I think too often, you know, due to social media, we just focus on those negatives instead of the 99 out of 100 plays that are pretty good.
You mentioned a couple of the guys that I want to talk to you about, and Sam Darnold and Josh Allen and Josh Rosen and Lamar Jackson, and you got a lot.
Lamar Jackson had a highlight reel, didn't he?
You got a lot of. Well, you can't talk crazy and then not back it up, and they talk crazy to him. You got a lot of guys at that position who seem like, you know, seven or eight of them are going to be, you know, first three round picks. If Lamar Jackson wants to still play quarterback, which it sounds like he does, maybe he'll be taken later. What's the most talented draft class of quarterbacks that you've scouted in your time doing this for Bleacher Report?
It'll be this one, and it's tough because, like, I really liked that 2015 class with Jameis and Mariota at the top. You know, it was like, or these are two rare dudes at the top. You know, I wasn't doing this. Definitely wasn't doing it for Bleacher Report in 2004. I was doing it kind of part time back then. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was trying to do it at least. So, you know, 2004 is what everyone points to with, you know, Eli and Rivers and Big Ben. Like, those are the guys that will stand out when you talk to scouts who've been doing it a while, what's the best class. But I really think this upcoming group has a chance to be special just because you have three very different guys, right? Like, Josh Allen from Wyoming is kind of Roethlisberger-like, kind of Jameis-like, 6'5", 240, 245. Great arm, great athlete, makes some mistakes, trying to do a little too much at times. But he looks really, really good. He has all the tools. He's just going to need to be developed, which almost every college quarterback has to be developed anymore. So why not bet on the guy with the tools, right? The elite tools. And then you have Josh Rosen, who everything he does looks beautiful. Right? His footwork is perfect. He has this clean, compact release that looks like Andrew Luck. And he's got a good enough arm to make every throw. you just kind of ever. And I've never talked to Josh Rosen a day in my life, but the people who have, the scouts that I rely on for information like that, say that, now, there are some concerns about the kid. I mean, he's outspoken, and sometimes, you know, there are a lot of teams, they just want their quarterback to show up and play ball. And I said the same thing about Baker Mayfield.
I was just going to say that, yeah, I loved it. I thought the flag thing was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Hell, I'm a Texas fan, and I loved it. But
you got to know that you can't plant a flag in field turf, though. That's the only thing.
No, that's embarrassing. That's the only bad thing.
It's like, yeah!
You have to knock him for intelligence on that. But, you know, there are definitely scouts and GMs who watched that and thought, like, that's a negative. Instead of, man, he's fiery, and he's worked up, and he loves the game. They're going to look at it and say, I don't want a quarterback who I don't know what he's going to do after the game. And I think with Josh Rosen, there's a similar concern. With Sam Darnold for USC, you know, he's still pretty new on the scene. I think he's only started 11 games now. He has been up and down this year. He's thrown four picks. Some of them have been pretty ugly. Two against Western Michigan, two against Stanford. They're on him. It's not like he's throwing the ball up and his receiver's falling down. So he has to, I think, play a little bit better as well. But they're all really, really talented guys.
So the NFL weekend number one was kind of the games we thought were going to be big games, and the Seattle and Green Bay and Dallas and the Giants, and it was all just kind of, oh, whatever. And a couple good ones last night, but for a first weekend, underwhelming, I thought. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, unless you're a Browns fan and you thought you were going to beat the Steelers. You know, I was in our New York office, and so when that happens, you know, we have this wall of TVs, and you end up, you know, you're trying to watch too much at once. So I ended up just really focusing on that Raiders-Titans game because I knew that was one we'd talk about most. But, I mean, I got to see a decent amount of the Bears game and everyone else who was playing at that time. But I was shocked that I did think that we would have more close games. I remember week one last year. It seemed like every game was close. You know, it was a lot of come down to the wire. And this year it was like, oh, man, we could turn some of these games. Like the Rams just destroying the Colts. Like, that shocked me. So that was a lot of fun. And it's also fun, you know, when a guy who was your number one quarterback and then everyone crapped on him for a year, when he comes out looks pretty good at the start of year two, that definitely helps your Sunday go by a little bit better.
All right, I want you to weigh in on what we talked about yesterday. We had sort of what I thought was a kind of a tedious and semantic argument about...
I didn't, because I love this job.
About what constitutes... You don't think we have tedious semantic arguments for a living? My goodness! That of what constitutes a bust in the draft. And this was in the context of Kevin White. My belief is that the pick is a bust. It's not necessarily the player or the person, and it simply is dispassionate. It has to do with return on investment. And in the argument, I said the ultimate draft bust is Len Bias. You made the draft pick. You got zero out of it. It doesn't mean he was bad at basketball.
But that's
how I'm trying to define this. Right. I am trying to be literally, literally heartless about this and using head instead of heart.
And I don't think a bust can be a bust. I don't like using the word bust because I don't think it offers enough nuance to describing what a person's career is. But especially when a guy is hurt from day one and you never really got to see what he was. I like to think of a guy, if we're going to use bust, as a guy that you saw play and said, damn, they missed on the evaluation process of this guy. He cannot play. Or if a guy injures himself, whether it be Kellen Winslow Jr. or Jay Williams on the basketball side, then I'm all right. Self-inflicted injuries, you're right there for you. Or if a guy's got an issue like Charles Rogers did coming out of Michigan State, that's what I think a bust is.
I think, and I agree, I think you have to be nuanced about it, which is hard to do, and it's probably not great radio, you know, because everybody just wants this, is he a bust or not? Yes, he's awful, you know, and move on. I think with Kevin White, it's unfortunate. And so there's almost three labels. I think they're a bust, you know, guys like Trent Richardson, Jamarcus Russell, where, you know, like they had the talent, they just couldn't put it together. It was more on the player. So I think that, and it goes on the team for not knowing that player was going to fall apart, right? Mark Sanchez would be a bust because he looked great until he had to do anything by himself and you realize that, man, this dude just wants to look like a quarterback, not play a quarterback.
Right.
Then I think you have bad picks, like guys who were Blake Bortles, just horribly overdrafted, should have never been drafted there. I think that's a bad pick. I don't think he's a bust. He is who he is. The Jaguars just made a bad pick. And then I think you have the guys who just their body breaks down. And so I would put Kevin White into that category. I would put, like, you know, Tim Couch, maybe that's going way too far back. And a lot of people are like, did you just make that name up?
Akili Smith.
Like, yeah, you know, guys who just couldn't stay healthy. And so it is, I mean, it becomes more of a discussion, and it's, you know, drawn out, and, you know, people might, you know, veer off the side of the road and board them if you do that. But I don't think it's fair to call Kevin White a bust. I think it's unfortunate that his body's broken down, and he's, you know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show that, you know, he doesn't look the same anymore. And you know, I think once a prospect gets that label of being injury prone, it's really hard to shake that. Like, I bet Sammy Watkins gets hurt this year, just because when you have that history of staying hurt, then that it seems to follow you around. It's not like these are freak injuries that you know, eventually you're going to be okay.
And yet, there's Sam Bradford last night.
My guy!
Right, just as we're talking about
that's
this.
That's the example.
There's Sam Bradford, the high pedigree pick who couldn't stay healthy. He was brilliant last night.
I have a theory. The Rams suck with quarterbacks, or sucked. I blame Jeff Fisher for all that, because Sam Bradford, as soon as he gets away from there, is fine. Mm-hmm. Jared Goff, week one, looked great. So I think it's Jeff Fisher. I think he's evil in some way. He has, like, this quarterback, you know.
He's the monster sucking the quarterback energy out of him every time they get drafted.
Jeff's a good guy. I don't think he's evil. He's just not good with quarterbacks. Yeah. And so Sam Bradford is such a good story, because coming out of Oklahoma, his was one of the first pro days I think I was ever at. And it was perfect, man. It was just beautiful. And he was a guy, you know, coming off injury, so there were a lot of concerns. But it was like, gosh, he just, you know, kind of like I was saying with Josh Rosen, where a guy just does everything right. Mm-hmm. And you get really excited about it. And unfortunately, early in his career, you know, he couldn't stay healthy, and he didn't have a very good team around him. You know, now, and you know, let's see. Like, we can't overreact to week one, but it looks like, you know, with the weapons that he has and the run game that he has, that he's going to be pretty dang good this year.
Yeah, I brought up, as a comp, Jim Plunkett, who's number one pick, Heisman Trophy winner, and just got his ass kicked and wasn't protected, and also of Native American descent, mm-hmm. and then just took the right team, the right situation, and next thing you know, he's comeback player of the year and a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, that's a deep comp. You're going to have to come down to Missouri and help me with mine.
There it is.
I'm not going to Missouri.
Oh, no. You go to Como. Yeah, some great, good things happen.
You know, yeah, the whole thing.
So I got to ask you about this guy, because, you know, I watch a lot of Big Ten football before we get to the good football in the SEC and the Pac-12 later on in the night. And every single year on every single Big Ten team, there's a scrappy linebacker who's running around, and he may not be the guy that makes plays on the Sunday, but
and you fall in love.
Yeah, well, Riley Bullock, we saw that in the Hard Knocks, right?
Oh, that's your guy?
But no, when he's at Michigan State, I was like, all right, this guy's got the wet, stringy Clay Matthews hair, and he's super football-y.
Yeah.
I watched T.J. Watt the last couple of years, and I said to myself, if his name wasn't Watt, how would I feel about it? And then I told myself, he's still making plays. He's making plays on a real level. And then he has the most dominant day, maybe of any defender, in week one of the NFL season. And they've been looking with Ryan Shazier. They've been looking for somebody to replace Timmons and some of these linebackers of yesteryear. Is T.J. Watt that guy, or is that just a burst game?
I think he is. It may end up being a burst game, but I think it really helps that he has a plan around him, where he's never going to have to go out and just be the guy. But he, coming out, was one of those things, you know, I was talking about with Josh Allen, where a guy just has great traits, and so you see those traits and think, man, if we could coach that up and give him this and give him that, he's going to be great, because he already does X, Y, Z. So when I look at T.J. Watt, it was like that. It was the dude could jump out of the roof. He was super agile, and he was so new to the linebacker position that it was almost easy to make excuses for a lot of his flaws, because you look at it and say, okay, well, he's never, you know, he's just only done this once or twice. You know, he's so new to the position that you almost need to coach up all these areas. So I think he is a great example of someone who's just a very good athlete. Like, when fans get pissed off because their favorite team just drafts an athlete, like, he's maybe the counter to that of, yeah, but if you have a good position coach and you have some leadership and you can put him in a position because of what he has around him to make plays, he's going to be able to figure stuff out. And he's only going to get better, because he was so new. You know, he played fullback, tight end, and then linebacker. And even at Wisconsin, you know, it's not like he was just a true rush linebacker. He did a little bit of everything. So I think that his upside was huge. If I remember right, I had a late first-round grade on him just because of the upside. And, I mean, he might not ever have another day like he did yesterday, but I think he's still going to be a pretty good player.
after the rookie symposium, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out now that the discovery phase of the conversation that is Ezekiel Elliott. A lot of people are saying that after the rookie symposium, if you were to talk to anybody there, their vote on the guy that was going to get into trouble would be Ezekiel Elliott. And we've seen how that's manifested itself after his first year in the NFL. When you were doing any of your research, or I know you usually a guy just sticks to tape and then talks to maybe a couple of GMs, but did anything come up in terms of, yeah, you just mentioned you don't want to have to worry about what your quarterback's going to do after the game. Did anything come up in terms of Ezekiel Elliott and what he was as a dude?
Yeah, it did. And I guess, you know, in hindsight, it's easy to be like, yeah, I heard this all the time. But, you know, one of my former colleagues, Jason Cole, and I, you know, we would have like a weekly or biweekly call, you know, where we would just call each other and be like, hey, what are you hearing? What am I hearing? And, you know, kind of compare notes. And I remember getting a call from him, and he was like, man, people in Dallas, people around the league have basically said that Ezekiel Elliott's a 5-year player, and you're going to run him into the ground, you know, just use him like crazy, and then ship him off if he lasts that long, because they're just worried that he wasn't a great dude. And so what you do with that is you have him room with Dak Prescott. You know, you attach him at the hip because Dak's such a strong character guy and, you know, just solid as they come. So you put them together and hope that one rubs off on the other, you know, not the other way, not in a negative way to where, you know, Dak becomes the guy who's, you know, doing stupid things. I think with Zeke, you know, it was never like, you know, there was never like one single thing that hung over him, but there were just a lot of people who really worried. It was kind of like Dalvin Cook, where it wasn't like there was just one thing where you're like, oh man, this kid, you know, has a Jameis Winston situation. It was like, he just does a lot of dumb things. And so sometimes for kids like that, you have to uproot them. Dalvin Cook going to Minnesota was the best thing possible, because he had to get away from that group in Florida. And, you know, sometimes that works out. You know, Marcus Peters needed to get out of Oakland. He's done great in Kansas City. You know, other guys like Justin Blackmon could never really get away from that, because he goes from Oklahoma State to Jacksonville, but it goes with him. Dorial Green-Beckham, you know, it was another guy who just
out of work.
Demons kind of follow you. So I think with Zeke, that was always the question of, is he the kind of guy who can say no to a crowd, and is he, you know, going to mature and make the right decision? So I think the hope there has always been that Dak Prescott would be like a big brother to him almost, even though they're probably the same age.
All right, before we let you go real quick, Jason used the term flash game regarding T.J. Watt. I'm going to ask you the same about Tariq Cohen. Is that just, hey, we caught him week one with a game plan nobody saw coming? Is he an effective little toy football player, or is that predictive of more to come?
I think it's predictive, guys. And I remember reporting that the Bears were talking to running backs a lot before the draft last year. And a lot of Bears fans got on me. They're like, we have Jordan Howard. Why are we looking at running backs? But, you know, they spent more time with Alvin Kamara, and maybe I even told you guys this before the draft, than any other team did. So they were looking for that kind of scat back, a guy who flashes with some speed out of the backfield. And when you watched Cohen play, like, this is who he is. And I know a lot of teams wanted to get, like, their kind of version of Tyreek Hill. And a lot of people thought that Cohen could be that kind of guy as a return man, as a receiver out of the backfield, just, you know, the whole package as a scat player. And that's what we saw. So if they keep putting him in those situations, and if you have that kind of thunder-lightning duo, and if Glennon, you know, remains pretty poised and accurate like he was on Sunday, then I would expect Cohen to have a pretty big year that way.
All right, enjoy Clemson-Louisville this weekend. You're right in the heart of it.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. When I planned my schedule in the summer, I never would have thought that game would be as big as it is already. Clemson, they had 11 sacks.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think they're going to get 11 sacks this game.
If you know, they've only given up, I think, 5 plays of 10 yards or more all year, Clemson has, and then you run into Lamar Jackson. So it's going to be crazy, man. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we will debrief you thereafter. Thank you, Matt.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
That is Matt Miller, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We've got another news coming at 3:40. Mm-hmm. I have a really cool non-sports thing, and I have an all-time record that was just set in Major League Baseball, and you had no idea.
Sounds good.
Nobody involved, I think, had any idea. An all-time record was set in Major League Baseball.
I have 2 minutes of audio that you have to hear.
Is it Sergio Dipp?
No, it's not Sergio Dipp. We'll save that.
Is it Dipp or Deep?
I don't know. I don't know that you
I
have
want
to
it
know.
To be dip.
It should be dip. I have 2 minutes of audio that you have to hear, and I've got a question for you.
Okay. I also...
You're going to have to answer for...
Oh, I have to answer?
Yes.
Oh, I have to answer for all white people?
I didn't say that!
I know that tone. I know that tone. I
have a question.
I will rise to the occasion and do my best to answer that question on the score.
This September, it's come down to a pennant race in the National League Central. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals all fighting to win the division. Cubs fans, this is the place to be.
Still going. That ball is gone.
To hear all the drama unfold in every game of this incredible final month of the regular season.
And the Cubs win.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. If Adrian Peterson was hoping to prove something to the Vikings in his return, he most certainly did. He proved that they made the right decision in letting him go, because that offense looked absolutely fine without him. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook all crushed it last night. Cook broke Peterson's franchise record for yards in a rookie debut. How's that taste, Pops? Not especially well, I would imagine. But with respect to those three, last night was not about them. It was about one man and one man only, Sam Bradford. Check the stat line. 27 for 32, 346 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's Sam Bradford going Heisman Trophy winning. Sam Bradford, if you're a Viking fan who wants to get hyped, I may not join you just yet, but I certainly cannot blame you. I'm Jim Rome.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he's just, he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bowlandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. bowlandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
There's a reason that Sunrise Chevrolet has received so many awards, like the Exclusive Mark of Excellence Award from Chevy, or the 2017 Consumer Satisfaction Award from DealRater, or an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, or even their 4.5-star rating on Google. And Sunrise Chevy wants you to know it's customers like you that are the reason they are such big winners. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Find new roads.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Is coffee.
1.7 million spectators, over 40,000 runners and 12,000 volunteers. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is an incredible celebration. But it's also a meaningful boost to our city. Through the race, we generated nearly $300 million last year, supporting our local businesses and our charities. Because when this city runs, it thrives. Join us on Sunday, October 8th for the 40th Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Bank of America. Life. Better connected. Copyright 2017 Bank of America Corporation.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
3:31 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Bears have the day off today. They'll start prepping for Sunday's matchup with the Bucks tomorrow. That game will be played at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, despite any lingering damage from Hurricane Irma. Week one, and the Bears are already dealing with a bunch of injuries. Wide receiver Kevin White and inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman have been placed on IR. Bears have added wide receiver Mario Alford and running back Joshua Rounds to the practice squad. Wide receiver Tanner Gentry and inside linebacker Jonathan Anderson have been elevated to the 53-man roster. Cubs will take on the Mets at Wrigley Field tonight. Jose Quintana gets the start against Robert Gesselman. Kyle Schwarber will be back in the lineup. Wilson Contreras will also get a start, but he can't go the full nine innings just yet. Pre-game with Mark Rohde starts at 6:30 here on The Score. White Sox fell to the Royals 4-3 in Kansas City. Dylan Covey gave up all four runs on a grand slam to Brandon Moss. Sox had the tying run on third base with no outs in the top of the ninth, but couldn't get the run home. The loss snaps a three-game winning streak for the Southsiders. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers & Hollins, Chicago's jeweler for over 100 years, knows a thing or two about making special moments. With an amazing selection and unbeatable protection plans, they are your go-to jeweler for fine jewelry to mark the start of your story. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. And want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of Cece's Wings on your pizza? Well, now you can. New wing-inspired pizzas with honey barbecue, garlic parmesan, and buffalo chicken. Now on Cece's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary at participating locations for a limited time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Playoffs!
Welcome back to the B&G Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com, also on Facebook Live. We're looking forward to crowning our, what is it, social media creepers of the day? Oh, social
stars.
Media stars.
That's three
oh,
stars bet. Of the day.
My bad. It's creepers. This is an award.
Dubious stars of the day. Stars not really meaning you're a star, but meaning it's really you've shown your ass all day.
Yeah, so Giovanni Martinez and Harold.
Clubhouse
Harold,
leader?
Yeah, Harold Trusty. You guys are out there. We know you're listening.
What about Dr. Her?
Yeah, I'll come hang out and eat some of your mediocre barbecue one day. So those are the leaders in the clubhouse. But you got a lot of time to, as Terry would say, yump on in. Before we have to get to another news, Dan,
yes?
This is WSDU and former Indianapolis Colts, New Orleans Saints head coach Jim Mora is on their panel to discuss Colts football. Is it Colts football? It's Saints football. Don't scream at me, Shep. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm not watching New Orleans television. All right.
They're doing post game last night.
Doing post game for the Monday night football game. Talk about the Saints. But young Jim Mora did not know that the mic was hot.
Speaking of the season not being over, let's get back out to our crew in Minneapolis. Fletcher, Sharif, and Coach Jim Mora. The later it gets, the less patient Coach gets with Fletcher and Sharif, guys.
Scott just said the later it gets, Jim, the less patient you get with us. Is that true?
Who said that?
Scott.
Tell Scott he's full of
It's okay.
He's full of it. How about that?
Yes,
he is full of it. Yes, we're live. It's okay.
It's okay.
That was live.
No, it wasn't.
That was live. Let's just move past it.
Oh my god.
That's okay. Let's just move past it.
Are you serious?
Yes, we're serious. How about this? Let's hear from Sean
Payton.
That's okay. Let's hear from Sean Payton right now.
The second laugh. He's like, ha! You guys are gonna pay me no matter what. Playoffs.
The best thing is he's also famous for his rant that involved the term diddly poo.
Right. He doesn't want to curse when he's at the when he's at the podium.
That's Jim Mora. That's
we couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
My guy. Right. Dude, I saw that last night. The NFL.
Who said that?
Scott. Tell Scott he's full of
He's full of diddly poo.
The NFL,
you
if you want to go viral on social media and the interaction, you want that to increase like the NBA does it every time somebody gets dunked on or something stupid happens, put those things up. Those are the things we want to see. Those are the things we want to laugh at. We've seen big hits. We've seen great catches. But that made me giggle last night and this morning when I was feeding my son at 1:45 and then at 3 o'clock and then at 4:30.
And now it's the fun feedings.
Because he's a fat ass.
But now it's not just bottles. Now it's real food.
This guy's got a hold of sweet potatoes and stuff now.
He's
got
tastes.
Oh, my God. And the peas. Oh, my God. They smell the same way going in as they do coming out. He's got a cold because Scarlett can't wait to cough on him all the time. Yeah, I think we got a baby that's allergic to a lot of things, so we're gonna find that out. But yeah, that's what I was doing this morning, was laughing at things on Twitter. Shout out to Jim Mora for providing me some entertainment while I held my little silly kid.
Is it who said that?
Scott. Tell Scott he's full of
All right, is it time for Sergio?
No, not yet.
Why do you wait?
We're pushing it back.
Why?
It's come on, TSL. Come on.
I know, but it was so good.
It's coming.
And so unfortunate.
It's coming. Don't worry. All right, 2 minutes audio that you have to hear, and I have to ask you a question. Because, you know.
All right, I've got an all-time baseball record that was set.
All right.
And you probably had no idea because nobody really seemed to know. Jeff Sullivan of Fangraphs saw it. He noted it, and he gives us a little bit of baseball, a little history lesson.
All right, so you're doing the sports thing, I'm doing the non-sports
and I've got, thing. I also have a non-sports thing,
right,
too.
There it is.
Regarding your favorite show.
Bet. In other news, coming up next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Well, Jerry, let's start the conversation talking about the quarterback position. Where are you with Kyle Orton? What can you clear that up for us a little bit? What are your thoughts on him as quarterback?
Yeah, sure, Mike. We still need to get that position solidified in terms of overall performance.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Cork and Carry, located on Western Avenue in
According to a recent FBI report, the average property loss from just one home break-in is $2,316. And then you think about it, that's one burglary over $2,000, and you tally up all the burglaries in this country, and it's worse with a total loss in the billions. So with so much to lose, it is clearly as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it now with something new and different, Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe products protect every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors and entry sensors, and Simply Safe's system is completely wireless, so you can set it up yourself. You don't have to drill holes in your wall, and you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock ready to send police. It's just $15 a month. With Simply Safe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So go to simplysafe.com/score and get a special 10% discount when you order today. Or if you want this security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplysafe.com/score to get 10% off. Simplysafe.com/score.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middleman and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon was never the reason that you were in position to win the game.
It's like he stares directly into the pressure. Like it's looking at the sun or looking at cleavage or whatever. Like he's just, he is mesmerized by the pressure.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Chris Bryant.
We have a pretty good opportunity here to kind of separate ourselves. But at the same time, don't put too much pressure on ourselves. There's no need for it. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we know what type of team we have. We know what we're capable of. So if we just go out there and play, you know, I think good things will happen.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS This Fall, from the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they were breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, "Fight me."
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, series premiere CBS Monday, September 25th.
We are.
horoscope.
Libra, your attitude at work is more than apparent to the higher-ups. Make sure it's the right attitude. Scorpio, while times may seem a little tough, your best bet is to simply stay on course. Sagittarius, listen to your friends. What may sound risky may also be your right option. Capricorn, this week something you've been looking for will casually appear before you. Aquarius, being good with your money isn't about being selfish. It's about being smart. And Pisces, luck, travel, and good times are in the cards, but they might not last forever, so enjoy. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. The Seattle Seahawks played their first regular season game this week in 1976. This week in 1989, the Calgary Flames became the first NHL team to play in the USSR. The Texas Rangers retired their first number, Nolan Ryan's 34, this week in 1996. This week in 1997, Mark McGwire signed with the St. Louis Cardinals for $26 million. And this week in 2000, Sammy Sosa became the second player to hit 50 or more home runs in three consecutive years, joining McGwire.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake. Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
In other news, brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. This is In Other News, and what we do here is sometimes we get outside of the realm of sports. Sometimes we stay inside. It's just little things that pop up that aren't worth the whole building a topic or asking questions about. Just little tidbits and nuggets, but it's not a Bears report. All right, Dan Bernstein. Jim Carrey doesn't make a lot of public appearances anymore. A lot of people think that Jim Carrey has lost it. A lot of people thought Jim Carrey lost it a while ago, and he's just shown you over the course of his acting career. I found myself in these 2 minutes agreeing with the things that Jim Carrey was saying far too much, and it made me question my own sanity. New York Fashion Week was last week, and E! News was on a red carpet, and Jim Carrey just walks up. Now, he doesn't make a lot of public appearances. He does not go to a lot of these things at all. And this young lady just was trying to do her job, and I'll just give you the visual. He walks up to her, and then when she's asking the question, he kind of circles around her like Trump did with Hillary during the debates. Yeah, it was kind of weird. And then he stops and starts to answer the question. Dan, I give you Jim Carrey.
Hey, Jim Carrey. Yes.
What?
I've covered a lot of fashion weeks. This is the first time I've run into Jim Carrey. Wait, tell me, is it true you're wandering the streets? You need a date to the party? What's up?
No. I'm doing just fine. There's no meaning to any of this. So I wanted to find the most meaningless thing that I could come to and join, and here I am.
They're celebrating.
I mean, you got to admit it's completely meaningless.
Well, they say they're celebrating icons inside.
Celebrating
Do you
icons.
In icons,
boy, that is just the absolute lowest aiming, possibility that we could come up with. It's like icons. What do you believe in icons? I don't believe in personalities. I don't believe that you exist, but there is a wonderful fragrance in the air.
You don't believe certain icons have the power to make change, to think differently, to be bold, to inspire others? Artistry, you're one of them.
On the good foot. Ha! Yeah.
What?
You shut it down now. Yeah, no, I don't believe in icons. I don't believe in personalities. I believe that
he just
peace
said he did believe in
lies beyond personality, beyond invention and disguise, beyond the red S that you wear on your chest that makes bullets bounce off. I believe that it's deeper than that. I believe we're a field of energy dancing for itself. And I don't care.
But Jim, you got really dressed up for the occasion. You look good.
No,
was
I didn't
that an
get
accident?
Dressed up. I didn't get dressed
Who
up.
Who did?
There is no me.
There's no you.
No.
We're not here. This is a dream.
There's just things happening. And there are clusters of tetrahedrons moving around together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening in our world right now? Because there is a lot of news that actually is relevant that's not that
Here's
uplifting.
The thing. It's not our world.
None of this is real?
Nope.
So you're just passing
through?
We don't matter. Oh,
wow. There's the good news.
Okay.
What? Jim Carrey, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if he was off the wacky tobacky or if that's just how Jim is.
That's
the tetrahedrons. There was a couple of moments in there where I was like, oh, existential
reference.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. That's just so cheap, Tanny. You're better than that.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. But yeah, the tetrahedron references. I sat there listening to it, and there was a couple of times I'm like, I feel you, Jim. And then the rest of it, I'm like, out of there.
That's crazy person. That's a crazy person.
You're just gonna write it off as crazy person.
After that, you're not.
I mean, we're quick to throw crazy on guys that we don't want to kind of think about and.
Oh, that's not
immerse
ourselves. No. That's the big red flashing light. You slap the old crazy sticker on that and keep it moving.
We can't dismiss.
Move away from
other
that.
Thoughts that way.
Back
Dan.
Away.
My bad.
This from Fangraphs.
All right.
Against the sixth pitch last night, Jacoby Ellsbury swung and he hit a foul ball. But in so doing, he also nicked the outstretched glove of catcher Wilson Ramos. And that makes a sound. Lance Barksdale heard the sound and immediately awarded Ellsbury first base. It was the 30th time in Ellsbury's career he's reached base via catcher's interference. That moved Ellsbury out of what had been a first-place tie at 29 with Pete Rose. Third place in baseball history is all the way down at 18. Rose was well out ahead of the pack, but Ellsbury sprinted forward in 2016 and now has the all-time MLB record to himself.
So you're making me think now, why does that happen to Jacoby Ellsbury?
It is broken down here on Fangraphs with video.
Deep in the box?
He stands far back in the box.
Mm-hmm.
He hits off his back foot in an effort to fight the pitch away with his two-strike swing. 22 of Ellsbury's 30 catcher's interference calls have come in two-strike counts. Not a coincidence. While there are probably borderline interference instances where a glove is just ever so slightly grazed.
Breaking pitches.
So there's no mistaking this one. The catcher's glove didn't pop completely off. But you see Ramos react and Ellsbury reacts. It made Barksdale's job easy. Even if he hadn't heard the sound, there would have been no other reason for two players in front of him to respond how they did. It's the fourth time in his career he's victimized the Rays. That ties them for first with the Orioles among his opponents. As a fun fact, Ramos was the catcher, but this year Ramos as a hitter has drawn three catcher's interference calls, the first three of his career. And Jeff Sullivan says, I don't know what's appropriate to send to the Hall of Fame. Ellsbury's bat, Ramos' glove,
right.
Or maybe the both of them glued together.
That's pretty fresh.
But there it is. We have a new all-time leader in baseball history in reaching via catcher's interference, and it's Jacoby Ellsbury.
I like silly baseball stuff like that.
I love silly baseball.
That's super cool.
Stuff.
All right, Dan, got a question for you.
Yes.
This from CBSNews.com. Is it a good idea to let your dog sleep in the bedroom?
No. I don't want my kids in the bedroom.
All right.
It's a dog.
I knew how you would respond, but
the furtive chewing noises.
And farts.
Oh, my God. Opening their mouth and closing their mouth. They lick their face and they fart and then they lick their butt and then they lick their face. And it's just
the noises.
The noises are maddening. When our dog used to wander into our room, I'd be like, there goes my night. It's the worst.
Ladies and gentlemen, send all your mail to Dan Vick over here. I was presenting that question because I knew how Dan would respond because Dan's part brother. This from CBSNews.com. Whether or not a dog is allowed in the bedroom is a highly individualized decision. Some pet owners are eager to cuddle up with their pup at night while others banish...
Puppet? Now, puppet is different.
Stop it!
If you want to have Miss Piggy in bed with you, so to speak...
I'm sure worse has happened. While others banish Fido from their sleeping quarters. Now, new research attempts to shed some light on whether letting a dog sleep in the bedroom helps or hurts a person's efforts to get a good night's sleep. Small study from the Mayo Clinic finds that sleeping in the same room with your pet does not appear to affect quality of sleep. In fact, it may actually lead to a more restful night. However, that benefit does not extend to people who actually share their bed with their pet, which the research found may negatively affect sleep quality. Now, I know how you feel about this, but are there people out there that are really sleeping with their dog in the bed?
Like, and I know this isn't this spans all races and genders, because I know some African Americans that love themselves some dogs and always have their dogs around and in the bed,
Ryan,
with them.
No.
You sleep with your dog in your bed? You gotta replace that with someone you love here.
Shane
soon, brother.
Is here.
Shane does that too.
Village idiot, and he sleeps with two dogs.
I'm surrounded
each night.
By
what are these beardos
the same
and
guys.
Dogs. Yeah, in beds.
Yeah, I'm glad you called them beardos.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So does this happen a lot?
Apparently.
I remember when I was training my pit bull as a kid, and he was like right there by the bedside. And as soon as I trained
Julie
him.
Julie DeCaro's a yes.
Julie DeCaro's a yes. All right. I had to get my dog out of there immediately. My mom was like, hey, the dogs don't sleep in the bedroom. All right. Get his ass outside onto the dog bed and make that happen. But this is a thing where people sleep with their dogs in the bed. I did not know this.
If you get a chance here, if it's worth 2 minutes and 20 seconds of your time, it is in my Twitter timeline at Dan_Bernstein. There is a video here from Mike.com talking about your favorite show, Insecure, on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And I had not thought about this before, but they have a discussion with the cinematographer about how that show has mastered the fairly difficult cinematographic art of properly lighting brown faces,
yeah,
of various shades and tones,
yep.
And they explain exactly how they do it and why for so long cameras have had a difficult time properly lighting black people and brown people. And she goes through the polarization of the lens, the kind of makeup
the
that they use.
The actual science of it, too.
There is,
yeah,
science and, yeah, the fact this is incredible, yeah, that the very film that was used, the testing card that was has held up, the pictures, and a testing card, mm-hmm, was a white woman. And if that white woman looked good, the actors would look good. It stayed that way for decades. And it wasn't until Kodak, the maker of the film, it wasn't until furniture manufacturers complained to Kodak about how wood finishes were being depicted in furniture ads that Kodak reformulated their film to properly show the color brown. It's like black people didn't matter.
You're offending wood.
Once you got to that armoire, once you got to that etagere, once you got to that desk, then it's all of a sudden they snap into action. We must fix this because we're not properly depicting the color brown in furniture advertisements. That's what got them to change.
That's
things.
Awesome.
It's, but it really,
you tweeted
is,
it out.
Yeah, I did. It's only 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and it's a great explainer for what their lighting and, mm-hmm, and cinematography people are doing to actually properly show you the way people are supposed to look. It's amazing.
It is amazing. All right. 312-644-6767 is the phone number, top of the hour. We got Adam Kramer.
And this segment's been brought to you by Taco Bell. Head to Taco Bell, get their $5 steak quesarito box. It comes with a steak quesarito, Doritos Locos Tacos, crunchy taco, and a medium drink for just $5, only from Taco Bell. Adam Kramer on all things college football next on The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Crime Wave.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Talking about another good reason why you don't want your dog in bed. Once you buy really good sheets, once you know that you have nice sheets, you'll actually probably stop doing that. And if you don't have nice sheets, stop screwing around and grow up and get yourself nice sheets because they matter. I had to learn it, and once you understand thread count and once you understand sheet quality, there's no going back. But the best reason to do it is an unbelievable deal, and that's what brooklinen.com is doing right now. They've figured out a way to cut out all the unnecessary markup and manufacturing waste in this sector, and they're offering exquisite designs and exceptional savings across the collection. Luxury bedding, underpriced. And you can try these sheets today with a special deal. I love mine. You try them. You will love them, too, because there's no reason not to. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just for you, just for listening. $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, so confident you're going to love your new sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS. Bullandbranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
To count the discounts, safe driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many a penny.